For thousands of years, people have used feng shui to create harmony in their homes. But these days, it's being used to bring balance to something different altogether. Early Show contributor Lori Hibbert explains in today's trend report. Lori, do tell.
Oh, it's all the buzz, Renee. I'll tell you. Enthusiasts of the ancient Chinese art say that happiness and prosperity can be achieved by arranging your home in a certain way. But feng shui is not just for the house anymore.
We're talking about your temple, your landscaping. You know, how do we create who the individual is in the inside to the outside?
California hairstylist Billy Yamaguchi believes you can feng shui yourself. And in his new book, Feng Shui Beauty, he shows you how to do just that. The first step, taking a test to assess which of the feng shui elements best describes you and your lifestyle.
The five elements are fire, earth, metal, water, and wood. Each of the elements are an identifier, and it can give me an idea of who the person's personality type is, their lifestyle. I get to assess their body type, their face shape, and put all of that together and share with them which look is the best look for them.
Everybody is makeover crazy. That's all you see on television. How is a feng shui makeover different?
Feng shui makeover, how it's different is that we read people's energy. Whereas most of the time when you're seeing these extreme makeovers, you're having a lot of therapists come in because the people are not connected with who they are on the outside. But feng shui beauty is reading people's energy and reflecting that on the outside. It's got really pretty skin tones.
Jamie Miles, a 27-year-old spa manager, discovered she was an earth metal combination after taking Billy's test.
But wait, did she choose metal or did metal choose her?
Let's ask her.
So I think it's more defining what I do. Part of my job is to do metal, but fire and earth is fighting more, I think.
That's it. So in this case, her job is overpowering, and not in a bad way, but is making her have to look a certain way. But truly who she is in the inside is that fire person who wants to express passion and adventure and creativity. And this is what I mean by feng shui, beauty from the inside out.
To complement Jamie's face shape and body frame, Billy gives her a choppy cut. Then adds some carefully placed deep red highlights to bring out her fire element. The look is finished with a fire-enhancing makeup palette. In just 2 hours, Jamie's look has gone from this to this.
So you think?
I love it.
What's different when you look at yourself?
The color is really different. I wouldn't have imagined it, but I love it. And the haircut is really what I sort of imagined what I wanted my hair to look like after I left the salon. It never quite looked exactly like that.
It's really important for the person to own who they are, because there's a lot of people that don't really see the beauty within them. And feng shui beauty does that 100% of the time.
I'm nervous now because I took this test.
I know, and I analyzed it this morning.
Well, Renee, let me just tell you, out of the other 17 questions, 14 of them, you're a fire sign.
You know, I was that husband.
I offered you, I said, am I a fire? You're like, yeah.
Yeah, you're fire earth, which means that you're independent, but also you enjoy being with people. However, you don't need people around you to be successful. You're a great partner because you're creative and exciting and nurturing. You get into everything with great gusto, and you love to travel to exciting places, but you're willing to wait until you can go first class.
Oh, I'm not sure if that's so true.
Also, post anytime.
As for the beauty element, your haircut, you should cut your hair for texture, which you do.
Mm-hmm.
So that people can see the texture, add some deep, fiery colored highlights. And your makeup should be bold, and your clothes, Dolce & Gabbana, Versace. You know,
what are we talking about? You're talking about
Julie. This one's such a great partner. I'll tell my husband, and you said Dolce & Gabbana. Thank you, Lori.